Welcome to Historical Squee, a podcast about nerds, for nerds, by a nerd. Hi, I'm Evan. This is a podcast about the history of fandom. Now, there are articles all over the internet claiming the start of fandom in many places and at many times, some tracing it to the first time we have a record of someone being called a fanatic, or the first fanfic for a recognised intellectual property. But social phenomena don't come into existence only after we have the language for them, nor do they spring fully formed from nowhere. For me, being queer and disabled, and interested in the history of identity too, I know something about looking for yourself in the past, before the you that is possible in the modern world would have been named and framed by language and theory. And fandom isn't just a word or an intellectual property. It's a community. It's a reading position, a set of creative practices, a marginalised approach to looking for gaps in the mainstream narrative that we are sold or told. It's the feeling of excitement, the hint of an obsession. It's hyperfixation. Squee, passion, call it what you will. I think too few of us know just how long ago the roots of modern fandom started to grow, going back to the beginnings of the modern media world, to the rise of mass literacy, to the rise of mass printing, the modern theatre, and the birth of what we would now recognise as celebrity culture. We're used to the news media and to social media thinking and talking about fandom in the era of the internet. And perhaps we only think of fandom going back to concert films of fangirls losing their minds to the Beatles, or our mum's collection of vintage Star Wars toys. Or perhaps we might think about the famous characters of literature, like Sherlock Holmes. But the first fandoms didn't call themselves this. They didn't call themselves fans. They often didn't advertise what they were doing publicly. But in archives and in letters, in published journals and in private sentiment albums, I found activities and conversations, publications and fic exchanges. I found what I would clearly experience as fandom and its way back in the 18th century. So why am I someone you might want to listen to on this topic? Well, a few years ago, I got a PhD, which is probably the nerdiest thing anyone can ever do, spending 4 years studying genre fiction, specifically the Gothic. My project looked at the representation within texts, exploring how Anglo-American culture creates monstrosity from characteristics of bodies that are marginalised, queerness, disability, racial differences predominantly. But as I learned about who was being represented, I also wanted to look at who was doing the representing, who wanted to read and later watch these sorts of stories, the audience and the authors, and I found so much crossover between those categories. The Gothic genre grew, developed and established itself as a genre because it found a fan base. The earliest works found people who wanted to recreate their style, and they would send their work out into the world whether they were paid or not. And so I started researching 18th and 19th century fandoms. I even organised a conference with other academics on this topic in 2018 to meet people who were working on these topics, particularly through the lens of women's contribution to creative cultures. I'm now much more disabled than I was back when I got my PhD, and I can't do as much travel research and writing as I could then. And I really miss the creative communities of nerds, finding out new and exciting things about people just like me in the past and in the present. So I've decided to turn what I do know about this topic into this podcast and share it. My background means that this is a podcast that cites its sources, and I'm guessing anyone who went to college is probably aware that most academics are also failed stand-up comedians, so I will apologise in advance for the puns. we really just can't help ourselves. But it will also be just like my opinion, man, to quote the dude. I can't speak for the other researchers out there. So this is an open invitation to the history nerds, the literary nerds, the media nerds, the librarians and archivists, and anyone else who has or knows stuff about this topic to come and join in. If you want to offer a correction, a new perspective, or to expand on a topic, please reach out. I would love to know about your research, experience, and knowledge, and to share it. I want to be very clear that this podcast comes from a place of love and glee. I have met some of my favourite people on Earth through fandom, whether in academia or outside it, or both. At one of my first academic conferences, I recognised in person a mutual from Tumblr and then had to apologise for outing them in my enthusiastic greeting. Sorry to that friend if you're listening. The idea that academic nerds and fan nerds are somehow two sides of an illegitimate, legitimate divide is something I really don't like to see repeated. The idea that fans are necessarily unbalanced is not cool, and nor is the stigmatisation of people who genuinely are suffering a break from reality and are at risk because of it. That said, this shit is often absurd, and oh boy, do I love a good story about people being weird. And there is a lot of weird coming up. You would not believe the oddness people sent in letters to the poet Walt Whitman in the 19th century. Well, actually, if you have ever engaged in any fandom at all, you will absolutely believe. There is a lot of weird coming up. And I plan to revel in the chaos and the obsessions. I am a neurodivergent nerd who has suffered quite enough shame for my hyperfixations, and I'm not here to shame anyone else. I am genuinely excited to share that we have a long, long history of creativity, community, and let's face it, codependency. I am grateful for my own madness, most of the time, because it has enabled me to carve out a space as my own person in a world that values conformity. I am transmasculine and non-binary, and I come from a family of truly weird people, who are wonderful and supportive. If you want to listen to someone talk shit about fans, you're not going to find it here. This is the space where we say, wow, they really went for it. And we do that with love. We can recognise the importance of boundaries and feel a great deal of sympathy for the sufferers of the obsessions that get overwhelming without declaring all of fandom unhealthy or stigmatising hyperfixation. If this first release finds its audience, I'd love to expand from my area of specific interest, the Gothic, that I will be focusing on these first few releases, into other fandoms of the past. And to be clear, I am not claiming that the Gothic was the only game in town in the second half of the 18th century. There were certainly fandoms growing around actors in the stage, around highwaymen and public figures, as well as around authorship. This is the era in which a number of academics root the beginnings of celebrity culture, as we will explore. So stay tuned for Pubes by Post to Byron and Wound Fingering Fic from the Trench Poets of the Great War. This is the first release of a short series to see if there's an audience who want to know all about the history of fans and fandom in the pre-mass media age. Episodes will be available on major podcast platforms, and you can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky when I'm not teaching students about the Gothic or indulging my own obsessions. But of course, my AO3 access remains between me and my God, as it should. If you reach out, my pronouns are they, them, and you don't have to call me Doctor. I'll start with 6 weeks on the Gothic using the development of this unique genre in the 18th century to explore how we recognise and locate fan practices and communities in the past without using those specific words, but that were not available to the people of the era. Episodes will release every 2 weeks on a Friday, with episode one queued up for release on the 21st of Feb. Welcome to the inside of my brain. I hope you like it.